Thank you for joining us today. I'm Janelle Heinrich. I'm the Director of Public Health Madison, Dane County. Appreciate everyone being here as we kick off Wear Orange Weekend in Madison. And I want to thank those of you who are here to join us to lift up this day, and for those who are speaking with us. So please join me in thanking Mayor Rhodes Conway, County Executive Agard, Chief Patterson, and friends with Moms Demand Action. And thank you to Centro for hosting us, friends and partners at Centro. So why are we here? Why do we do this each year? Why do we come together every June wearing orange? We wear orange for Hadiyah Pendleton, the Chicago teenager who was shot and killed on a playground with her friends in 2013. Hadiyah would have celebrated her 29th birthday this week. Instead, her death inspired a nationwide movement to shine a light on the lives impacted by gun violence and to unite our voices in calling for change. Today, we will honor the memory of Hadiyah and all who have lost their lives to or been impacted by gun violence by standing together in a shared call to action. We'll hear about why gun violence is a public health issue, learn about ongoing efforts to reduce gun violence and some data showing those efforts are working, and we'll discuss ways everyone at home can be part of the solution. And I'm going to begin by asking County Executive Agard to come and share some remarks.
Thank you, Janelle, and good afternoon to everyone. I'm Melissa Agard. I'm the county executive here in Dane County. And as Janelle said, we are here wearing orange to honor the lives that have been lost. It's a tragic reality that we have to wear these badges, but it is also important that we do not let those lives that are lost be forgotten, and that we recommit ourselves to the purpose of eradicating gun violence in our communities. This is not something that is too big. It is something that is possible. Gun violence is not an abstract issue. It is something that is tangible, and it is affecting every single one of us, our neighbors, our children, our family members, schools, places of worship, and communities across the nation. Behind every single statistic about gun violence is a human being. It's affecting the people on the back end of the guns as well as the people on the front end of those guns. And those people have stories, and it is vitally important that we continue to lift them up. So before I was county executive, I served in the Wisconsin State Legislature for 12 years, and I worked tirelessly to advance common sense gun safety measures for the state of Wisconsin. We know that these are nonpartisan when it is the people of Wisconsin talking about what their values are. And it is the job of our state legislature to lift up those values and voices in the policy making. But moving this ball forward in the state of Wisconsin has been tied up in hyperpartisan politics in our state. And that is tragic because lives continue to be impacted in a negative way. We know that there are common sense, science-based measures that we can be taking to save lives and keep guns out of the hands of folks who pose a danger to themselves and others. In my time in the legislature, I was proud to lead on multiple bills in regards to gun safety, universal background checks, extreme risk protection orders, otherwise known as red flag, and extended waiting periods, a minor 48 hours to purchase a firearm in the state of Wisconsin. These policies are in fact supported by folks who own guns. They're supported by law enforcement, they're supported by professionals, medical experts, emergency room doctors, people who love other people. We can get this done, but we need to have the support of the folks who hold the power in our Capitol buildings. The broad and wide consensus and practicality of these policies will, in fact, produce preventable tragedies across the state of Wisconsin and right here in Dane County. Unfortunately, they continue to not be the law. But that doesn't mean that we're going to stand still and accept this as the status quo. We're going to continue pushing and moving forward because there is too much on the line. Right here in Dane County, we may not have the authority because of state preemptions to change our state and federal laws, but we do have the ability to act and respond and to lead. We can work to make Dane County the gold standard for gun safety. We can invest in violence prevention programs that interrupt the cycles of violence before they even start. We can support our young people with opportunities and mentorship and connection. Assure them that their dreams matter and that they own them and they will not let go of them. We can strengthen our behavioral health and mental health supports and invest in crisis response interventions. And we can support responsible gun ownership through education, safe storage practices, and community partnerships. But most importantly, we can help change the culture. We need to talk about things in a different way. For too long, people have been told that gun violence is inevitable. It's just gonna be here in our community. That's not the case. It does not need to be. National figures tell us that this is the price of freedom in our nation. And I reject that notion. And I tend to think that most people in the state of Wisconsin in Dane County agree with me. Those loud voices are not the majority voices. And together, I know in Dane County that we can build on a culture that treats every incident of gun violence as one too many. I know that we can build a culture that treats the loss of life due to gun violence as a moral outrage. That work belongs to every single one of us. The power of one is something that we need to celebrate. It takes bravery. It is hard. There are people out there with rhetorical, awful things to say. But we are on the edge that will make a difference in saving lives in our community. Whether you're an elected official, an educator, a faith-based leader, a parent, a healthcare provider, a member of law enforcement, a neighbor, you can make a difference. We know that preventing gun violence is not partisan, that it is a human rights and human dignity issue. And today, I stand to wear orange with my community to remember the lives that were lost. Let us each do what we can to support and continue to lift up and wrap people around unimaginable grief that they and their families are experiencing. And let's recommit ourselves to doing everything that we each individually can do to build a safer, stronger, and more compassionate community for everyone to be able to live in and grow up in. We can do this, folks. It is hard, big work, but here we are. We're leading the way. And it is my honor and privilege to introduce Chief Patterson to the podium.
Well, thank you all for being here today and for wearing orange with all of us. I'm proud to stand here as your chief of police, but also as a parent and a member of our community. Gun violence, as you all know, is not just a national problem. It's a local problem. It's a Dane County problem. It's a City of Madison problem. And 31 times so far this year, a gun was fired in our community, which is 31 times far too many. Too often, I think we're faced and focused on tragedies that happen in our streets, shootings in public places, violence to settle disputes, arguments or disagreements, but let's not forget about the many instances that gun violence occurred within our homes. Tragedies that started with tension behind closed doors, unaddressed trauma, untreated mental illness, or a conflict that escalated because a firearm was too easily accessible. But let's also not forget about the tragedies we faced in just last year in 2025 when members of our community multiple members of our community were injured or killed in instances that involved unsecured firearms or unsafely handled firearms that led ultimately to accidental shootings. So in Madison, we continue to see guns that are left unsecured in homes and in cars, left within reach of children, or poorly stored, leading to them being easily stolen or mishandled. If we want to reduce gun violence, we must begin by looking at what occurs in our homes and what we're doing within our homes. So I think this means that safe storage has to occur and be taken seriously. Guns should be locked, unloaded, kept out of reach of children. As parents, we need to feel comfortable talking openly in our homes about gun safety, just like we talk about fire safety or wearing the seatbelt every time we get in a car. As community members, we need to demand better from our gun owners. Gun ownership means far more than paying for a gun and filling out some basic paperwork. It means you're responsible to your community and that you'll be held accountable if you don't secure your firearm or you're careless with how it's stored. It means that taking gun safety training and gun handling training seriously and understanding what it means to safely carry it. It also means that you'll stop storing your gun in your car. As friends, family members, community members, it also means that we'll do our best to guide those who need mental health support or support leading to providers long before a crisis will occur. We can't shy away from difficult conversations and difficult situations and just hope for the best. As your police chief, I can tell you that law enforcement or enforcement efforts will not address this alone. We can't arrest our way out of this issue, and we remain committed to collaboration with our partners at the Violence Prevention Unit with Dane County Public Health. It also means that we'll continue to partner with our schools and other community and neighborhood centers and all of our local partners, many of whom today provide education, distribute gun locks when able, and support our community members and families in need. So to our parents, again, please talk to your kids about firearms and firearm safety. Ask yourselves if there are guns accessible in your home and make the appropriate changes as needed. To every gun owner, please start being responsible with your firearms. Again, stop storing it in your car. And to all of us as a community, creating a culture of gun safety, I think, starts with connections, noticing when something feels off, asking for help, or reaching out to others when it's needed and before it's too late. So we wear orange to honor those in our community that have been lost, who have been injured, but also to commit ourselves to what we can still to do to protect everyone else. We owe that to each other in Madison and Dane County. We accept that responsibility and we confront the hard truths together. So let's keep working together, working with one another, and do what we can to eliminate gun violence in our community. So with that, I'd like to introduce Heather Haas from Moms Demand Action. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. My name is Heather Haas. I'm a mother of three teenagers. I'm a mental health clinician, trauma-informed disaster responder, gun violence survivor, and proud volunteer with Moms Demand Action. First, I want to recognize that we are all gathered here with the shared experiences of grief, trauma, and suffering. My heart aches along with each of you. Thank you for showing up today to stand beside our community members and turn our pain and suffering into power and change. As we heard, Wear Orange began in 2015 after teenagers gathered in Chicago in honor of Hadiya Pendleton, who was shot and killed in her neighborhood park. This is the 12th year that we have invited everyone across America to Wear Orange. We gather across the country to honor the nearly 130 people shot and killed in this country every day. Those wounded by bullets and the countless others who live with the ripple effects of gun violence. Though we have all experienced the trauma of gun violence differently, we have responded collectively to say enough. Enough of burying our babies before they have the chance to learn to drive, and gun violence being the number one killer of our young people. Enough of our parks, classrooms, shopping malls, and places of worship being turned into mass casualty crime scenes. Enough of our veterans and rural neighbors suffering in isolation, and LGBTQIA plus communities being targeted in their safe spaces. Enough of our first responders being called to the scene of horrific violence day after day. Enough of Black Americans dying from gun violence at a rate three times as high as white Americans due to disinvestment, implicit bias, and under-resourced communities. And enough of women being shot to death by their domestic partners at roughly the rate of one woman dying every 12 hours. We gather here because we are tired, because we feel the sadness, and because we demand a future free from gun violence. We have a deep desire to turn our pain into powerful and positive change. I want to share a few ways in which people around this country are turning their pain into purpose this weekend. In Arlington, Virginia, people are gathering to honor victims of gun violence by painting rocks and planting flowers in a hope garden. In Chester, Pennsylvania, there's a peace walk and block party. In Canyon Lake, Texas, attendees will receive free healthcare screenings. Across the country this weekend, Moms Demand Action volunteers and community partners like many that are here today are holding blood drives, collecting food for their neighbors in need, gathering for community walks, lighting their bridges in orange, standing in solidarity. They are praying together and sharing the message of secure firearm storage and celebrating their communities. These are just a few examples of how we are showing up. All of these examples highlight that the community is at the heart of change. All of us are needed in our communities, alongside our neighbors. We don't need to have fancy job titles or hold prestige to make change. We are here because we know who the change makers are. And we know that bullets don't care who you are or where you came from. Freedom from gun violence is something we are all worthy of. When we show up, we reduce isolation, we educate our communities, we build partnerships, we provide practical support and create safer communities. We show our communities that grief and healing exist side by side. We promote safety, and we demonstrate that we deserve and demand a future free from gun violence. I believe, and many people and everybody in this room believes, that the future we demand is possible. We gather as change makers, bound together and focused on taking care of each other. Thank you to all of the helpers who are here today, and to all of those who will keep showing up to keep our community safer. It is now my honor to welcome Mayor Rhodes Conway to the podium.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here today. I want to particularly thank County Executive Agard for her partnership, Chief Patterson, and everyone who is working to end gun violence in our community. Today we're gathering to remember and grieve those that we have lost their lives to gun violence, and to acknowledge those among us, myself included, that are survivors of gun violence or have lost loved ones to it. There is no acceptable level of gun violence in our community. We're here today because Madison Dane County are committed to breaking the cycle of violence and preventing the use of guns in accidents, self-harm, conflict, and crime. Fundamentally, gun violence is a public health issue. It's deeply tied to other issues like trauma, lack of mental health support, and housing instability. But most importantly, gun violence is preventable. Our violence prevention unit works collaboratively with city and county agencies and a wide range of partners across our community to get at the root causes of violence and to intervene to stop the cycle of retaliation. The talented folks in this unit work across our community to promote safe housing, increase access to resources, provide conflict mediation and de-escalation, engage with youth, support folks in crisis, and educate our community about violence prevention. They connect with folks in our community hundreds of times a year, and they work directly with hundreds of at-risk individuals. And I'm proud to say that this work is paying off. 68% of the violence prevention unit's clients have no new justice system involvement. This work is breaking the cycle and the pattern of recidivism. And the city is helping to strengthen the building blocks of community through our programming at community centers, with nonprofit partners, in our parks. I want to highlight our Parks Alive events that are going on across the city this summer. We're investing in CARES, which responds to behavioral health emergencies. We invest in affordable housing, in workforce development, and other community services. We're taking a holistic approach to violence prevention and to strengthening community wellness. Every other week, I meet directly with a number of city agencies to proactively ensure that our violence prevention efforts are all working together, that we are collaborating and we are coordinating to use our limited resources effectively. Together, we're working to make a city without gun violence. But everyone in our community needs to be working towards this goal. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for wearing orange. And thank you for standing with us today and every day. And now I'd like to bring Director Heinrich back up to the podium and present her with a proclamation declaring National Gun Violence Awareness Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you to all of our speakers and to everyone who is here in partnership and to help us spread awareness about this very, very important topic. Today, we've heard powerful reminders about why this work matters. At Public Health, we believe in letting data drive our decisions, but we can never forget that behind every statistic, behind the data is a person, a family, and a community whose lives have been forever changed by gun violence. I hope Wear Orange Day is not only a call to action, but a call to hope. A reminder that violence is not inevitable, it is preventable. Real change comes when communities come together, when we engage in difficult conversations, and we take meaningful action. Whether that's action within your home, whether that's action as a community, and whether you demand action from our legislative bodies, there's many ways to engage. Thank you for being part of that change.